Lekuta Sicha is Chelik Yud Zayin, Parsha Tzav, Sicha Aleph. In Eshten Teil von unser Sedra, in the first part of this Sedra, Retzich Wegen Fimf Sugim in Karbonis discusses five different categories, types of Karbonis. The Karbon Oilo, the Karbon Mincha, Chatos, Osham, and Shlomim. Und bei jedem von sie ist der Posit Magdim, Vezois Teiras Ha. By each one of the, as it introduces each one of these categories, it starts with, and these are the laws, this is the Torah, this is the laws of that particular korban. The Pashat Pirush von Zeis Teiras is, the simple meaning of this is the law of, means, thus is the Torah, the Allah has fun, these are the laws associated with this korban. Chod, as the dinim from the although these karbanos were already discussed in Parsha Vayikra, so what do you mean these are the laws? It's already been discussed earlier, the laws. Still, it's fitting to say this is the law of that particular thing, even in this Parsha, while it's already been discussed earlier. And the reason is Valdo in their parsha, because here in this parsha Kumetsu noch protedinim, the Torah adds more details about the karbonis was in nish gezogevaren in the Friedige parsha, which were not mentioned in the earlier parsha in Vayikra. Therefore, because it adds laws to the each karbon, it tells us these are the laws. Aber in Torahs kainim Valdo zayn shas, but in the Medrash called Torahs kainim, which is on Vayikra, and also in Shas, we learn from these words, these are the laws of the Eira. A specific halacha is learned from the fact that the Torah says this is the law of the Eira, namely that there is one law that applies to all Oilos, which means to all karbonos which go up, which were brought up onto the Mizbeach, that once they're brought up onto the Mizbeach, you don't take them off, even if there should be a reason why you would want to take them off. Inside, as the word Teiras kumt marbezain asug in oila psulin, that the word Teiras is coming to add an additional category of an oila, which means an oila which turned out to be pasul, disqualified, that without this word of Torah, Torahs, gate on the din von Oila, I would think that the meaning of Oila, which means it goes up onto the Mizbeach, would not apply because it's a puzzle, and therefore it should be removed from the Mizbeach. So we say no, Ha'Oila al Mizbeach, that once it goes up onto the Mizbeach, it should not be taken off. So the Torahs adds this category of a disqualified oila, that once it's up there, you don't take it off, you burn it on the Mizbeach. The same is true also for the other four categories, which are Mincha, Chatos, Oshem, and Shlomim. As the word Teiras is by Yedrin Fazemarbe, Noch Amin Korban, that in each case, the word Teiras, which preceded the introduction of those laws, that it includes a specific type of a Korban, that without having been told the word Teiras, I would have thought was I would think that this particular category should be excluded from being part of the Mincha, or part of the Shlomim, or part of the Chatas, and so on. At least in regards to some part law regarding this Korban, with the Teiras Kenim Taich Dois. And the Teiras Kenim actually spells out for each one of the Teiras what it comes to include. Teiras HaMincha, what does Teiras HaMincha teach us? That Teira Achaz L'chol HaManocha Shiyatun Hashem L'Levayna, that there is one law that applies to all Karban Mincha, that it needs to have oil and Levayna, frankincense, or whatever Levayna is. As Oich Mincha She'en Shireyem Ne'acholim, that even those Menachas, those karban minchas which are not eaten, where the leftovers are not eaten. In other words, normally karban mincha, you have this pile of flour, and the kohen takes off a scoop, the kmitza, burns that on the Mizbeach, and the rest is eaten. But there are certain Karban Minchas which you do not scoop and throw that on the Mizbeach and the rest is eaten, but rather the entire Mincha gets thrown onto the Mizbeach, like the Karban of a Mincha of a Kayin. A Mincha of a Kayin has to be completely burnt on the Mizbeach. So I would think that the oil and the levaina does not have to be added to the mincha of a kohen because it's not getting scooped, and the laws of shemen and levaina are spoken in the context of, and the rest should be eaten by the kohen, and therefore you would think that it doesn't apply only to a mincha which is the rest is eaten. So therefore he says, no, Zayis Torah said all minchas need oil and levaina. Torah Achatas, what does Torah Achatas teach? Torah Achaz Ulchol Chatois, the one law applies to all Korban Chatos, Shiyadomim Toin Kibos, that if the blood sprayed onto someone's garment, onto a garment, so the Torah says it has to be washed to get rid of that blood, because that blood becomes noisar, it's holy and so on, so it has to be washed out. So it teaches us that afilu chatois apnimis was enim nacholis, that even the korban chatos which is brought on the inside mizbeach, which means that the rest of the meat is not going to be eaten, because any korban chatos where the blood is sprinkled on the inside of the mizbeach, you don't eat the rest of the meat. So I would think that if the blood of that chatos got sprayed on somebody's garment, you don't have to wash it. So it says no. Domon again for the same reason, because it's said in the context of that the rest will be eaten, and if there's any blood that is sprinkled and so on. So Torah teaches domon toys kibton kibus, that still the blood needs to be washed out. Torah Asham, what does that teach us? Torah achaz chol ashamish yei domon nitin lamata, that all carbon ashrams have the same halacha, which is that the blood is sprinkled on the bottom section of the mizbeach. As oich asham metzayra is domim nit domim nitin lamata, that even the ashram that a metzayra brings, also the blood is sprinkled on the bottom. Chach by ashram asham metzayra state, even though by the ashram of a metzayra it says kachatas ha ashram hu, that this ashram is like a chatas. So I would think unda dama chatos is nitin lamayla, and we know that the blood of a karban chatos is sprinkled on the upper section of the mizbeach. So I would think that therefore the blood of the ashram of a metzayra should be sprinkled on the upper part of the mizbeach. So the Torah ashram teaches all karban ashram sprinkled on the bottom section of the mizbeach. And from Torah zevach hashlamim, what do we learn from the Torahs by zevach hashlamim? Torah achaz chol hashlamim. That learned men of, we learn from there that lasses man babama bisman oil moyed, that if somebody brought a carbon shlomim on his own personal backyard mizbeach bama, which in the time of the oil moyed, as oich by bama is dod the dim for noiser or pigle. I would think that when you're having if you have your own backyard and your own mizbeach in your own backyard, and you're bringing a karban shlomim, and I would think that it doesn't matter when you eat it. You can eat it for an extended period. The limitation of the time that you have to eat the karban shlomim doesn't apply for your own backyard shlomim. So the Torah teaches, Zayis Torah, all karban shlomim are limited by the same expiration date, 2 days and one night. In short, even though the word Torah fits in over here, because it's teaching new halachas in each case, the Torah Kainam and the Gemara still use each Torah to teach an additional halacha in regards to that korban. V'yishitas Rashi ba. Now, what's Rashi's approach to this? B'pirushi al Torah, in his commentary on the Torah, Gefintmen in dem adav pelu, we find something very curious about this. By the erste zwei Mal, wo es steht Zayis Torah, by the first two mentions of the word Zayis Torah, which is by Oila and by Mincha, is Rashi Mefaret, as Torah comes to Marbazain, Rashi there is Mefarish, not Mefaret, Mefarish, he explains, that it comes to include Torah Achas L'Kulam, what the Gemara said, what the Torah Kainim said, that there is a certain halacha which is learned from that word, and bring tarab the lemudim for Torah Kainim, and teaches, tells us what the Torah Kainim teaches about that particular one. as mentioned before, aber bei die letzte drei, but the later three, which is Zois Teres HaChatos, and Zois Teres HaOshem, and Zois Teres HaVachashlomim, is Rashi Gornish Mefarish. Over there he doesn't explain anything about why the word Teres is added in this case. Is Tamua. So this is very strange. Mimonavshach, because either way, if Rashi accepts that the word Teiras is meant to teach some additional halacha, he should have explained what that word Teiras is adding, which halacha it's adding also by the later three. If, on the other hand, Rashi holds that if you look at the simple meaning of the words, in other words, in Pshutish Lomikra, of course in Halacha, in the way Teiras Kayanim and the Shas have to deal with it, so they have to know what Teiras teaches something additional. But in the simple reading of the Psukim, it's possible that it doesn't teach anything special. And as we said at the beginning of the Sikha, that Teiras fits in very well over here, and therefore it reads smoothly. There's no reason to have to bring a riboy that it teaches something special. So if he holds that is not a riboy and that it reads smoothly, and since Rashi is only trying to address the simple reading of the text, favos is a mefarish by oilo mincha is a siyah riboy. Why then does he teach by oilo mincha that it is adding an additional halacha? So either way, either it needs to be adding and therefore he explains it, or it doesn't need to be adding and therefore he doesn't explain it, but half and half doesn't seem to make sense. We could simply answer this in the following way. Rashi does accept that the word Teiras is used for teaching an additional halacha, even in Pshut Shul Mikra. As he actually emphasizes when he talks about Zayis Teiras Ha'Ola, he says Shekol Teira L'Rabbis Huba. Every word Teira, whenever it says Teira, in other words Zayis Teiras, it's coming to add something. Loima Teira Achzakol, which in this telling us that the same Teira applies to all, the same halacha applies to all in this category. Umahai Taima. And for this reason, so therefore he doesn't have to tell you again by Chatos Oshem Shlomim that it comes to teach something, because he's already made sure that you know that it comes to teach something. And he relies on the student to remember. And he knows that if the student has an interest in knowing what it teaches in this case, all he has to know is that it does teach something in this case, and that's why it's written there. What it is, if the student wants to know, he'll look it up. He'll go look. Und das was bei Zeis Teres Amincha verlost sich nicht Rashi, even Talmud and Teishtema is Eis dem Riboy. So then you have to ask the question, if so, if he can rely on the fact that he explained it by Oila. And there's no reason to explain it by the latter three, so then why does he explain it by Mincha, by the second one, where he does spell out what it teaches? He should have relied that if the student wants to learn it, he'll learn it himself. As Rashi tells us over there, that it's the same law applies to all Karban Mincha, that it needs oil and levaina, which are mentioned in this context. Because I would have thought that only the Mincha of a Yisrael, of a non-Kayan, needs to have oil and levaina because it gets scooped and only that part gets burnt on the mizbeach and the rest is eaten. Minchas kayim shekolil menayin, but a mincha of a kayim which is completely consumed on the mizbeach, how do you know that over there too it needs oil and levaina? Talmud loimer teiras, therefore it says teiras. That's how Rashi explains it. So why does he need to explain it by mincha? Is as vile by mincha is da mokem litais, because by mincha we could have, there is a reason to make a mistake, as the Teiras kumt marba zayin anandere din, because Rashi knew that there were two different dinim which can be brought out from the word Teiras. So he wants to make sure which is the other one. The Gemara learned up from zayis Teiras ha mincha The Gemara has another teaching from Zayseres Mincha Torah Achas L'Chol HaMenachas, saying that all the there's one law for all the menachas, as Oich Menachas the Lake Siva, that even by a mincha where it's not clearly spelled out, it's not written in the Torah, a statement by Zay Beferes the din from Shireim Nacholim Lekayinim, that even those korban minchas where it doesn't say clearly in the Torah that the leftover from the mincha should be eaten by the Kayinim. For instance, as an example, the minchas chayta, the mincha of somebody as a sinner, as like a korban chatas mincha, someone who sinned. So there, it doesn't say that the leftover should be eaten by the kayanim. How would you know that it should be eaten by the kayanim? Is shireyim la kayanim? That's why Torah Achas teaches that the leftover is eaten by the kayanim as well. So from the Gemara over there, we learn a different halacha, not about shemen levaida, but about the leftovers being eaten. So therefore, is kedei amazonish meinen azal derech apshat es teres hamincha marbe den dim for shirein lakayanim by minchas chayte. So therefore, Rashi wants to make sure that you should know that according to the simple reading of the psukim, that's not what we learn from this seis teres. It's not about the shirei and the leftovers being eaten by the kayanim, as the Gemara learns from there. Is Rashi matik the pirusha didrashim teres kainim? Therefore, Rashi tells you what it is that you learn, at least from the simple reading of the words. Will be Rashi achim frier mefarish given, as Rashi already previously explained, as the din anal in shas is oich aminches chayta shreya necholim vet abgelent lefi pshutay from the pasuk in the Friedige Parsha v'hoisa lakayim kamincha. Because Rashi already told us earlier that where do we learn this halacha that shireyim necholim lakayinim, that the leftovers of a minchas chayta are eaten by the kayinim? We learned it from a different pasuk, from the pasuk in the previous parasha, which says v'hayisa lakayin kamincha, it shall be to the kayin like a mincha. So therefore we learn from there that the shireyim necholim lakayinim. So what's learned from this one? So Rashi points out that from this one we learn about shemen levaina. So therefore by mincha he decided that he has to pointed out, because otherwise you could get confused and think that it's what the Gemara learns out from this Torah, which is Shireyim Nechalim Lekayinim. So he says, no, it's about Shemen Levayna. And that's why in this case he does say it, but when it comes to the other three, there's no reason for him to repeat again that the word Torah teaches something. If you want to know what it is, look it up. But as long as you know that it teaches something specific. So this is a possible answer. Aber der Bier ist nicht maspik. But this is not enough of an explanation. Weil, because, number one, the Baldas Rashi Achenge zog befirushi kenal. As the din von Michas Chayta Shireh Necholim vet abgelen fa posike parashu vayikra. Since already Rashi already told us previously that the halacha by mincha, that the leftovers are eaten by the kainim, even by minchas chayte, he told us already that it's from a different pasuk. So there's no need for him to tell us over here that that's not what's being taught by the word teiras amincha, since he already told us in the last parsha that we learned that from a different place. So there's no need for him to repeat that. Beis, another point, ve'ikiran. More importantly, es legt sich nicht auf ein Seichel, also wenn Chomisch Lomikra wird allein wissen und verstehen, was es lernen die Rebuyim, verstehen die Teres Keinen, bei Chathos Oshem und Shlomim. It's not logical that a five-year-old, Ben Chomisch Lomikra, is going to be able to know on his own, in other words, to look up and to figure out what is being taught by the word Teres. By all these three. Zeus Teres Achathos, in regards to Zeres Teres Achatos, why wouldn't he know? Because from Vanen Zola Ben Chomish Lomika Verstein, as if den Din Chatois Apnimis Domem Toin Kibus Daf Nomen Alibid Meyuchat. Why would it occur to a novice student that in the case of the Korban Chatos, which is brought on the inside, that is sprinkled on the inside Mizbeach, that we need a special teaching that it, if it's sprinkled on somebody's garment, that you do have to wash it just like any other karmachatas, that for this you need a special teaching? Why would he think that it would be different than any other Korban Chatas? The svara is punkt verkehrt. In fact, logically, it would seem to be the exact opposite. Why? Ma dechas chatas achitzenis domentoin kibbuz, if a Korban Chatas which is brought on the outer Mizbeach, which has a lower level of Kedusha, and if it's sprinkled on someone's garment, he has to wash it out to get it out of the clothing. Is kolshkin kavachema? How much more so as azay is the din by chatois apnimis, that this would apply also to the inner korban chatas, which is considered to be a higher level of kedusha. So certainly, if it sprinkles on somebody's clothes, he has to wash it out. Now, why would it occur? Why did the Gemara think that the chatas apnimis would not need to be rinsed out of clothing, and that you need a special pasuk to teach us that it? So the word Torah, that you do have to rinse it out of the clothing, is as follows. Why would it occur? Why would we think that an inner chatas does not need to be rinsed out? In Torah's Kainim, he learns it, the Hava Amina, which means we may have thought so, we would learn it from a Kavachayim from Kodesh Kedoshim, which means from other types of karbonas other than a korban chatas. There is a number of other karbonas which are also considered to be kotche kadoshim, which has special dinner. For instance, you have to eat it within the environs of the azara of the temple area, as opposed to kotchim kalim, which you can eat anywhere in Yerushalayim, and other such things which pertain to kotche kadoshim. You can only eat it for one day and one night. So, when it comes to the other kotche kadoshim, we would say ma im kotche kadoshim sheshavu lechatas achitzenis limeriko shtife leshavu lekibuz. Other kotche kadoshim, other karbonas other than chatas, if you cook it in a pot, you have to kasher that pot, because the taste that is absorbed when you cook it becomes noiser, becomes left over after the expiration date. And if you cook something else in that pot, so then it absorbs, just like any halachas of kashrus, it gets absorbed by the new carbon which is in there, and now you're going to be eating the taste of noiser in your new carbon. Therefore, you have to first kasher the pot. So that pertains to all kotche kadoshim karbonis. Yet there is no requirement that if the blood of those kotche kadoshim karbanos sprinkle on someone's clothing, he has to rinse his clothing. There's no such requirement. It only applies to a korban chatas. So chatois apnimis, therefore, when it comes to a korban chatas which is brought on the inside, shaloi shavu limerika v'shtifa, which are not similar to the korban chatas in regards to kashering the pots. Why is that? Because there is, we'll get to that in a minute. Certainly then, if it's not even compared to the korban chatas that you have to kasher the pots, so then certainly you don't have to rinse the clothing on which it got sprinkled. That's the kal v'chomer. Now, it's the reason that, why do we say that a korban chatas apnimis, you don't have to kasher the pots? The reason is because it's not eaten. You don't eat the leftovers of those karbonas which are sprinkled on the inside mizbeach, because it gets burned completely. So therefore, there is no pot to kasher. So there is no halacha that applies to the kashering of the pots, and therefore, I would think that the no halacha applies to the rinsing of the garment as well. In any case, that's the kal v'chomer from which the Torah's Kayanim says we would have thought that you don't have to rinse the garments on which the blood of a korban chatas apnimis got sprinkled. So therefore you need Zayis Torah's. So however, when it comes to the child, is of a legamnish mistabet to zog as Rashi velosach as the Talmud vet von sich allein kommen zu der kal v'chomer. It's completely illogical to think that Rashi would think that a young student would have been able to come up with that kal v'chomer on his own without Rashi telling it to him. Especially that this fact that there is no kashering the pots for achatas apnimis, even though it's logical, you know, it's, you could get to it on your own, but Rashi hasn't spoken about this. In other words, it's not something that would be in the memory of a child who had learned Rashi, but this wouldn't be there. So therefore, how would he know then that you can apply such a kol v'chomer? So therefore, why would a child be able to know anything about this karban chatos and whether you should include the sprinkling, the rinsing of the garment or not include? It's completely out of his knowledge base. And therefore, Rashi can't rely that he would be able to figure this out on his own or come to it on his own. In regards to v'zayis teiras ha'asham, vegen asham, the whole subject of Asha Metzaira comes up only much later in Pasha Metzaira. How then is a child supposed to be able to come up with the teaching of what Torah teaches, that it's talking about an Asha Metzaira, that it also should be included, when he never even heard of an Asha Metzaira yet? As euch the dam von Hashem Tzeira nitten lamata, that also the blood of the Hashem Tzeira is sprinkled on the lower half of the Mizbeach like any other Rasha. When Avad is a ben chomish nitshayach to vashtein von sich alein, as vizoyis teira zevach ha-shlom, and kum marba zayn korbonis b'bama. And certainly then, that a child couldn't be expected to be able to know that what we learn from zoyis teira zevach ha-shlom is in regards to your backyard Mizbeach. Visaveta Rizga learned in Teres Kainim, as Teres Kainim teaches it. Va'oid ve'iker, and the main thing is, does Zainan Dinim Vosavet Vegnaze learnen Eshtim Parshara A? And these are things which talks about, that talks about much further in Parshara A. So the backyard Mizbeach is not something that is actually common knowledge, and therefore, again, the child would never come to this on his own. So therefore we have to understand, why is it that Rashi explains two of them but then doesn't explain the other three? If he feels that you need to understand what is being taught from Zayis Teiras, then he should teach it by all of them, since there's no way that the child could come up with those three on his own. And if he doesn't think that it's important that you should know what is being taught by the Zayis Teiras, then he shouldn't teach it by the others, the first two either. So the beer in them, the explanation is, Loid derech hapshat is moving, even according to the simple reading, according to pshat, it's understood. As does what's called Torah l'rabbis huba, is norving the word Torahs, when the word Torahs is Iberic. When do we say that whenever it says Torahs, it comes to teach an additional din? That is only if the word Torahs was not needed to be written here. And therefore, since there was no need to write it, so it's written in order to teach something specific. Oder nochmal, even more, then it is nicht zugepasst im Pasuk, or when the word Teiras doesn't even seem to fit in the context of the Pasuk. Ludugma, for instance, by Zeis Teiras Oyla, in regards to the first Pasuk, Zeis Teiras Oyla, these are the laws of the Oyla. Was the merste dinim Teiras von Oyla stehen schon in Parsha v'Yikra. For the most part, the halachas of Oyla were taught already previously in Parsha VeYikra. Hein vi pas da the loshem v'zayis teiras Oyla. So then, how does it fit in to say these are the laws of the Oyla when most of the laws were already taught before? And over here, he just adds a few details. Und das die gezählte Dinne was kommen da zu in teiras Oyla, and over as that this the few specific dinim which are added to the laws of Oyla in this parsha, that's what you call these are the laws of the Oyla. So therefore it doesn't fit, the word Zeis Teiras doesn't fit so well here. Muzman deriba lernen. So therefore in such a case we have to say that Teira l'rabbis huba, that the word Teira is coming to add an additional halacha. To tell you that there is one law which applies to all the things that were put on the Mizbeach. By Teres HaMincha, a similar way by Mincha, in the case of Chatas, that was the Roy von Zeire Dinim Zainishin Gezogeborn in Parsha Vikra, that for the most part the halachas of these two karbonos were discussed already in Parsha Vikra, and in unser Parsha Vetzugigeb nor etliche Dinim, and in our Parsha it only adds a few select Dinim in regards to each one of them. So the question is, why does it say Vezois Teiras in the case of these two? Teiras doesn't seem to fit here. So therefore it makes sense to say that it's adding a new halacha, teaches something specific. Mashain came as Zayis Teiras HaOshem, but when it comes to Zayosham, was the din and from Korban Oshem stay in Nishnim Parsha VeYikra, where the laws of Oshem are not listed, not written in Parsha VeYikra. Dort vet nor ongezogt ver as da bringing an Oshem. In Parsha VeYikra, where it does discuss about a Korban Oshem, it only tells you who needs to bring an Oshem. Abanish the dinim from karma lein, but it doesn't discuss the halachas of the carbon itself, how to bring it. B'meila daf ois kum al derech apshat. So therefore, if you're reading on the simple level, as the pirush from zayis teres asham is thus is the teira the dinim from asham. Therefore, here in the context of asham, the word zayis teiras fits perfectly and is simply coming to tell you these are the laws of asham, and therefore there's no reason to say that it comes to teach something additional to that. Now that is by Zayis Teira Zevach Hashlamim. The same is true also in Parshat Tzav when it says these are the laws of Shlamim. Bas Main Ta Korban Teida, which in this particular case it's a specific type of Shlamim, which is Korban Teida, which is spoken of in Parshat Tzav. Vida Pasuk is Gleich Mamshich Im Al Teira Teida Yakirvenu, as the Teira the Pasuk immediately says, if the Shlamim is being brought as a thanksgiving carbon teida. Vertach carbon teida ibahip nish de mont in Parsha VeYikra, and the carbon teida is not mentioned at all in Parsha VeYikra. Ubameila is zeis teida zevach hashlamim nishken riba. Therefore, in this case, zeis teida hashlamim, which in this case means teida, it's coming to teach you all the laws of teida. So it fits perfectly to introduce it by saying these are the laws of this carbon. And therefore, there's no reason to say that it comes to teach anything other than that, a special teaching. Nor is I'm pirush is kipshute, but what it means simply that these are the laws of the carbon taida, or these are the laws of the carbon nasha. Splaib doben ish vashtandik, favos rashi is garnish mefarish, of zeis teres hachatas. Going back before we begin Vav, so therefore, there was no need for Rashi to teach anything about Zayis Teiras Asham and Zayis Teiras Hashlamim, that it comes to teach something extra, because it fits perfectly with the simple reading and there's no need to say anything more than that. But what does remain a question then, according to this explanation, is why does Rashi not explain anything about Zayis Teiras HaChatas, where Chatas is also in the same category in regards to this issue as the Mincha and the Oila? So therefore, why does it say Zayis Teiras HaChatas, since most of the laws of Chatas are mentioned in the previous parasha? Because in the case of Chatas, you can't say that it means the simple reading, that it means these are the laws of Chatas, Vibald, as Reb Dina Chatas Shtein Shoin in Parsha VaYikra, because since, as we said, most of the Dinim of Chatas are already in VaYikra. Not as kum to rabbi, so therefore in the case of Chatas, you have to say that it is coming to ask, teach something additional. So then why doesn't Rashi tell us what it is in regards to Garm Chatas? Muzman Zagndev, we have to say, as Alderech Hapshat is the Ribuy from Teresa Chatas, is a Poshut, and therefore we have to say that in the simple reading, the simple understanding, the teaching of Zayis Teresa Chatas, which is coming to be taught, that from the word Teiras in regards to Chatas is so obvious, as Rashi Davis Gorn Shreiben bePirushay, that Rashi doesn't even have to spell it out. It's so obvious and simple that Rashi doesn't have to tell us what it is. Babir Bazer, so to explain what's so simple about what is being learned from the word Teiras HaChatas that Rashi feels that he doesn't have to teach it. Gleich noch Teiras HaChatas, sagt der Pasuk, b'makom asher tishochet ha'ole tishochet HaChatas. Right after the words Teiras HaChatas, it says, in the same place that the Oila is shechted, that's where the Chatas should be shechted. As Chatas tam ala chatois, which means that generally a Chatas, afil a Chatas from Kohen HaMashiach, a Chatas HaKol, even those Korban Chatas, which we said before, are burnt on, were sprinkled on the inside, Mizbeach, which are the Chatas of the Kohen Gadol and so on, the Chatas of, which is brought on behalf of the entire Jewish community, by Velecha Shteit Nishtim Pasuk Befeder Shad Echshchita Is Betzafen. In regards to whom, it doesn't say clearly in the Pasuk that it should be on the north side of the Mizbeach, but Makam HaShetishchata Oila, which is the place where the Korban Oila was shechted. So the Torah is telling you that even in those cases where the Pasuk doesn't tell you clearly that it should be shechted on the north side, since the Oila is shechted on the north side, all Karmachatas are shechted the same place as the Karban Oila. So now you know that all Karmachatas are shechted in the north side. Es is over da ein min un karben khatos bei welches wolt gekent trachten as a vor bier steht de chach da khatos sta mis aber sein schritte nicht bezoffen. But there is one type of karben khatos which you would think that although it says that wherever the oila is that's where you should shecht the khatos, but in this particular khatos that's not, it shouldn't be shechted in the same place as the oila. It doesn't have to be shechted in the north side. Why? Or which one is that? And thus is that carbon oil of Yared. This is talking about the carbon oil of Yared, which means there is a carbon which goes up and down, which means it goes according to. But it's totally in the Echelus for mention. It's the kind of carbon which depends on the means of the person that is bringing the carbon. If he's wealthy, if he has, if he's a person that a person of means, he has money. Bring teran a kevim and atzayin. He brings a female of sheep, kisva, seiras izim, either a goat or a sheep. The imlo sagia yode they said. And if he can't afford to bring a sheep, v'hevi shtei seirim, then he should bring two birds. Either this bird or that bird, an oif. And it goes even lower. In loisasig yodev, and he can't even afford that. Vehebi asiras eifas eilus lachatas. You should bring a certain amount of flour as a karm chatas. So it is a karm chatas, but it's not that everybody brings the same kind of chatas, which is a lamb. It is either a lamb or a birds, two birds or flour. So why would we think that that kind of carbon you don't have to shecht in the north side, just like a noilut? Bald as by the Zug Chatos ken seine Metzies. Amazol bringen an Korben was hat in ganzen ish kein Schritte. Since in this kind of Chatos, there is even in this category of Chatos, the kind of Chatos, like by flour, which you don't have Schritte at all. When I feel in ish Malike b'makam Schritte, and not even that you have to do Malike, which is the kind of Schritte that was done for the birds in the case of a Korben. Be by chatas oif, like a chatas oif which needs malika, so it's not exactly shchita, but it's a form of shchita. And was does kefim enoich by oila, and the malika by would also be pertain to a bird that was brought as a carbon oila. And since the malika of the carbon oila would also be done, most likely, probably, I'm assuming in the north side of the mizbeach, and therefore the karma chatas would be compared to that. The oil of yoyde, the bird, would also probably be done that way. But we are talking about a karban chatas which is not even a bird, and it doesn't even have malika, so it can't be compared to a chatas, to an oil at all. Rather, nor soilus lachatas. We're talking about a person that's bringing flour, so, and there is no shchita at all by flour. Is mistaber to zog nashchita is nishkaninin ikri in the kapara. Therefore, it would be very logical to say that the shchita is not really the essential to the atonement which is brought through this particular carbon oil of a yoyret. Because you see that you can bring flour which doesn't even have shchita. So shchita obviously is not an essential part of it. Well, b'meila, and therefore because of this, muz de shchita nishzayin betzofen. Therefore, in this particular carbon, there doesn't need to be a shchita in a particular place, since the shchita seems to be a conditional thing in the first place. You may need shchita, you may not need shchita in the case of the flour. Therefore, how could you say that it has to be done in a particular place? Has to be done specifically in the north side? That has to be done before Hashem, in other words, on the north side. So therefore, even if you're going to bring a lamb, which does need shechita, but it's not essential that it be done in a particular place. And therefore, I would think that in the case of a carbon oyle v'yored, which is also a carbon chatos, it's eliminated from this need to have it done in the north side. Avdem kum de riboy zoyz teres achatos. So that is what's coming to be taught by the word zoyz teres achatos, as teres achas ulchal chatos. That it's coming to teach that there is one law applying to all carbon chatos. And vibal das oich a carbon oyle v'yored is achatos, and therefore even though a carbon oyle v'yored is achat, therefore, since a carbon oyle v'yored is achatos, is shechitas abatzaf, and it has to be done in the north, regardless of what you might think that it doesn't need to be. When Rashi daf is garnished ois taichim befeirish, and Rashi doesn't even have to spell that out. Why? Vibal das dos is the esh de inya v'shteit gleich no des ois teres achatos. Since these are the words that appear in the Torah right after the words ois teres achatos. It starts talking immediately about where does it have to be shechted. Und die dinim von chatos hat ot esh gelernt in parsha v'yikra. And the laws of chatos he just learned in Parsha VaYikra, so in other words, it's still fresh in his memory, and therefore this is the subject matter right there by the word Zayis Teres Achatos. So it would be logical to say that it's coming to teach something about the placement of the Shechita of the Karban Achatos, and therefore we know that the Karban Oyle V'Yored doesn't in certain cases need Shechita at all, and therefore I might think that it doesn't need to be done but Tzofen. So therefore Zayis Teres comes to teach that even though you might think that it shouldn't be done batzofen, yes, all the karban chatos have to be done batzofen. And this is something that would have sort of come to the mind even of the child, of the novice student, to be able to relate it and to say that this is probably what it's teaching. So we now have an explanation why Rashi says it by Oyla and by Mincha. He does have to say it. And why it's not necessary for him to say it by the last two, because over there the words Torahs don't have to be teaching anything, and in the case of Chatos he doesn't have to explain it because it's self-explanatory what the word Torahs might be teaching, that it has to be shechted in the north side. But according to this, it becomes a little more difficult to understand. Why Rashi does have to point out what Teiras HaMincha does teaches us, that all of them need oil and avayna, even, in other words, even the Minchas Kayanim, which is completely burnt on the Mizbeach, even that needs oil. And why doesn't he rely here, just like he did by the case of Chatos, as mevet alein fashtein, was the ribu is that we'll understand on our own what it is. Punkt V by Zayis Teres HaChatos, if we're saying that by Chatos he relies on the student that he'll be able to understand it on his own, so then why can't he understand it on his own also in regards to the mincha, that even though it's not burnt, the kayans is not burnt and is all burnt and nothing is eaten, still you have to bring oil, is the beer in them. So the explanation of why he needs to point it out by mincha. Al derech hapshat is mistaber as teiras kumt mar bezayin teira achas lekol. It's quite understandable, or even according to pshat, that when the word teiras comes to tell us that this is the law, in other words, it includes everything. All of them have the same law. Dafke b'shaychas tzudinim v'shtein in the parasha gufa. When would we say that all of it is included? All of what is included? Everything that is written in the parasha is included in regards to all of this category of carbon. Nordagdome from Zayis Teiras. That once the Torah says this is the law, so therefore whatever is included in that parsha will be included in this is the law, and it pertains to all, let's say, the minchas. Thus haste as the noch kumendike din, in other words, that the following dinim that are mentioned here is shayach by alaminim, applies to all the types of this particular from them carbon. Of this particular carbon, even if you might have a reason why you would think that it should not be included. Benegayedim din, in regards to this particular din, mit andere minim, that this one shouldn't be included with all the other categories of this carbon. There might be a reason why you think that it shouldn't. So the Torah says, Zois Torah, everything is that's written here is included. Aber in dem Fall von Korban Mincha, but in the case of Korban Mincha, is der Dibui von Torah b'Shaychas zu Din von Tuun Hashem and Levoina. Here, the halacha that's being learned from Torah is in regards to the fact that they all need oil and Levoina. Versteht nicht in unser Parsha, which is not included in this parsha in Tzav. Da steht nor veheirem imenu mesoivos asher al hamincha. Aber nicht der etzem din as tun Hashem al levoina. Over here, it is mentioned that oil and levoina is mentioned, but it only mentions it that the kmitza should be done from the oil and from the levoina. But it doesn't say in this parsha that the mincha needs to have oil and levoina. So if it had said in this parsha that a mincha needs oil and levoina, then we would say, yeah, this applies to all minchas, including even a mincha of a kayin. But since it doesn't say in this parsha that every mincha, that a mincha needs oil and levoina, it just mentions it incidentally that the way to do kmitza is from the oil and levoina. But where is it mentioned about Shemen and Levoina? Only in Parsha Vayikra. Voltman the Riber gemeint as nish dos is marbe zois teiras. So therefore, I would think that the word zois teiras, which is supposed to include everything that was, which it would seem should include those things which are written in this Parsha, and since this is not written in this Parsha, therefore, why would I think that zois teiras here would include something that was written earlier in Parsha Vayikra? Therefore, I would think that what should be included in the word, in the ribui of the word Torah, is something that we can find in this parasha. But Varnit Rashi, as the ribu meant adam din, therefore Rashi says, no, even though it's not written in this parasha, but the Torah kind of says that this is what we are marba, what we bring and we learn from the word Torah. And therefore, it's not an obvious thing that I would know, since it's not found here. So Rashi has to spell it out. Noch hatam favos mevolt nishton genumme von Rashi's pirush as teures a mincha kum marbe sein in din as minchas keinem tun Hashem in veluvayna. Another reason why we wouldn't just assume that the word teures is coming to include the oil and the levoina for a minchas kayin. The dinim for minchas kain and velcha stein nor the parsha from zeis teiras amincha. The dinim of minchas kain, which are in this week's parsha in Tzav, they're written also after zeis teiras amincha, following those words of zeis teiras amincha. However, but when before it introduces the mincha, the laws that pertain to a mincha of a kain, it starts a whole new thing. It says, "Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer," and Hashem spoke. In other words, it's a new subject beginning. Hashem spoke to Moshe yet again, and in this parsha, he starts speaking about Zeh Korban Aaron Avonav, that these are the laws which pertain to the Korban of Aaron and the son. In other words, the Korban Mincha of a Kohen. So therefore, there is a separation between Zeis Toiras and the Minchas Kohen. Und wie bald das zwischen sie ist nicht nur der Afsaka von Abu Zunda Parsha. Not only is it separated that it's said in a separate Parsha. In other words, we have in the Torah Parshas, which means breaks in the writing, whether a Stuma or Psucha, but a Parsha means a new beginning. When it's a separate Parsha, a new paragraph, it means a new beginning. Here, not only is it a new beginning, a separate Parsha, that we are told that the reason Rashi said that the reason that there is a break of parshas was so that Moshe could, there was a pause so that Moshe could think about what he just heard, what Hashem just told him. So between each subject, there has to be a break. So that's the meaning of the breaks of the parashas. Not only is there that kind of a break between Zeis Teiras HaMincha and the Mincha of a Kayin, nor Oich Ducha Bazunder Dibur, but not only was Hashem speaking to him, and he paused between each subject so that Moshe Rabbeinu could think about it. Here we're talking that Hashem finished speaking what he had spoken before, now starts a new subject. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe. Yet Hashem started a new subject and he spoke to him again. In other words, the break of the parshas are one continuous conversation between Hashem and Moshe with pauses between subjects. But when it says Vaydaber Hashem and Hashem spoke to Moshe yet again, it means the previous discussion was over, now started a new discussion. So between the Zeis Teiras HaMincha and when he started talking about the Minchas Kayin, not only was there a break of a parsha, it was a whole new conversation. Is schwer zu sagen, as mit the Zeis Teiras HaMincha, Teir Achas L'Kulon. So therefore it becomes more difficult to say that when Hashem says V'zayis Teiras HaMincha, that it means to include all, you know, everything that's spoken here is applied, that it comes to include also the Minchas Kayinim, since it's not even, is it not in this parsha, but it's not even in this conversation altogether. That when it says V'zayis Teiras HaMincha, it also includes that which was later mentioned for the Minchas Kayanim, was is abgetelt mit anayim dibur, which is separated not only as a new parsha but even as a new conversation. Was weiß that die Mincha is anayim basundere inyan, which would seem to imply that the Minchas Kayanim is a whole new subject, a whole new discussion, and therefore is not necessarily included in Zeis Teiras HaMincha, and that since every Mincha has Shemen and Levayna, also a Minchas Kayin should have Shemen and Levayna. Therefore, it's not a given at all. It's not obvious at all. And we would sort of not see the link. We would consider that the comparison between a Karban of a Kayin and the Karban Mincha of a regular person is considered to be two separate categories altogether. From the fact that vasafilu bazundere sugi korbanos, even different types of korbanos like mincha, ashem, and shlamim, seine nicht abgeteilt mit der bazundere dibur, are not separated from each other. When Hashem told them to Moshe by completely new conversations, es ist zwischen zein nordo ahefzik von anaya parsha, the only separation is that it's a new parsha. In other words, part of the same conversation, a new subject is beginning, but they're somehow linked, somewhat linked, because they're in the same conversation. When it comes to a mincha of a kayin, it's a whole new conversation. Therefore, I would have assumed that it's completely different. I wouldn't have assumed that it's somehow linked to a regular carbon mincha. It seems to be completely different and needs a whole new conversation. Therefore, I wouldn't necessarily say that Teiras of a mincha comes to include details of the Minchas Kayin, and therefore it's Rashi has to tell it to us. That's another reason that Rashi cannot assume that the student would automatically understand that on his own, and therefore Rashi has to spell it out. Ches al pia now. So based on all this, kumtois, it comes out as the Eisafa from the Parshas HaKarbonis in Unza Parsha, the Karbonis from Parsha VaYikra, that these new parshas which come up, what is added in our parsha over what is written in regards to the Karbonis and Parsha of Yikra, b'shteit von tzvei sugim, there are two categories in which there is an addition in our parsha. Number one, atzugab fenaya prate dinim, in the Karbonis oyle mincha v'chatas, that in the case of the mincha oyle v'chatas, it only adds some new details about these three karbonis and parshat tzav. And another type is the esafa for noch karbonis. There's a whole new list of karbonis which were not mentioned in parsha vayikra. Maybe they were mentioned, but they're not taught in parsha vayikra, which is in the case of osher metayda, karbon osher and karbon metayda. But zayir adinim shteim bachlal nishim frier. that the laws of these korbanos are not spelled out in Parsha Vayikra at all. Well, that is by the Eshta Drai. And in a similar way to the first three, which are mentioned in Parsha Vayikra, is Dodder Ribui from Zeis Teiras. There is also the inclusion of new laws which are taught through the word Teiras. Das kommt marbe sein noch amin von dem korban, which comes to include another, let's call it type, of this particular korban. Teira achas l'chola ha'oilin, that in the case of oila, it is even apostle korban. In other words, a new category of carbon oila, apostle oila, that it should still be kept on the mizbeach. In the case of minchas, it's the minchas kayin, that in that category, that's a new category of mincha, and so on. When Birashi is mefaret, the zwei mine hasafa beim ersten carbon, zeis teres oila, that as Rashi actually gives us the details of these two additions that are added in Parsha Tzav, in regards to the korban oila, hareya inyan azeh balulamed, he comes to tell us that this matter comes to teach us. Number one, al hekta chalavim veivarim sheyir kosher kol alayla. First of all, it tells us that the burning of the parts that were put on the mizbeach could be done all night. Vazda shteid gleich nordim impasik al mizbeach kol alayla ad abayker, which is what the words that follow the words zayis teiras oila, that it should be on the mizbeach the whole night until the morning. Number two, what does it teach us? Lulamed al apsulim. So in other words, that's a detail in the korban oila that is added in Parshat Tzav. Then it comes the second category, lulamed al apsulim, and also comes to teach us that the ones that are disqualified korban, ezim ola yarad, which kind of disqualification, even if it was put onto the mizbeach, has to be taken off. Ezim ola lo yarad, and which kind of disqualification, that even though it's disqualified, once it's been put on the mizbeach, it shouldn't be taken down. Shekol teira l'rabbis, because every time it says teira, it comes to include something more. Sheim olu lo yarad lo yerdu, that there is a category of psulim that if they were put onto the mizbeach, they don't get taken off. So that's a new category of korban oila. The Unterschied zwischen den zwei Sugi Yesafe, Rebbe explains it, the difference between these two types of additions that are brought in Parsha Tzav over the types of korbanos that were mentioned in Parsha Vayikra. So let's say in the context of oila, is the chiluk von eichas and kamos. The difference is it a qualitative difference or is it a quantitative difference? We just said that in Parshat Tzav there is details which are added to the carbon, and then there is new types of carbon which is added, like in the case of oila. The difference of these two types of additions in Parshat Tzav can be qualified as a difference in quality or a difference in quantity. The Eshta Sug is Aisaf in Eichas HaKarban. The first category of the details, more details added to the carbon, is an addition of the quality, the way in which the carbon should be brought. Naya Pratidinim, more details and how it needs to be done. In the Mzalbim carbon, Baiten the Eichas from the carbon, but it still applies to the same carbon. New additional details given. So it changes the way we understand this carbon needs to be brought. In the zweiten Sug, in the Isai Safa in Kamos, but in the second category, it's an addition of, it's a quantity addition. Noch amin carbon, there is a new category of carbon which is being added. Other Isafa in Kamos or Karbonus, mitten Salvum Din, or it gives a new, more Karbonus which are added to this type of carbon. So let's say in the case of Karban Mincha, it adds a new type of Mincha, which is included into the halacha that it has to have oil and levaina, the Mincha Skayanim. So it's an additional number of Karbanas which are included into the category of Karban Mincha. Und von dem, was die Esafe is nicht nur an Eiches Dike. And from the fact that there are the second type of category, which is not just a qualitative addition that there are new details which are given for this new, the korban, nor oicha kamus dike, but that there is an addition of even new, a completely new category of korbanos which is brought in to this category. Durch zugeben noch a korban, by adding a new korban into this category, is da aira in avodas Hashem. This teaches us a lesson in our avodas Hashem. Gashmius metzich merstens in kamus. The material is quantified by the amount and so on. That's how you measure gashmius. How big is it? How heavy is it? And so on. When ruchnius is in echus, ruchnius is measured in quality. The ayra of aninyan halal, what does this teach us? As der, what does the karbonis thing teach us? As der veg zu esofin eichos v'ruchnis, that the way that you can add to the quality of the spiritual quality of something is amol dafke durch esofin da avodim et kamas v'gashmis. Sometimes, in order to get to a greater quality, it's done through adding quantity, as in the case of the karbonis, that it added quantity, number of karbanas to the category. The veg to the grechen dem emes and ili in avoda ruchnius is the way that we can reach the ultimate high in our spiritual avoda is nicht durch abschließen sich von Welt, is not to lock ourselves away from the world und vernehmen sich nur mit ruchnius die Ginyonim, and to focus only on the quality, the spiritual quality of my character and so on. Nor durch der Avodah zu machen, noch Gashmis die Kinyan HaKorban LaHashem. But rather, that we should see to include more physical things of the world and bring them into the category of a Korban, of something that is close to Hashem. Und dafke durch dem, don't am oifen, and only through this way, this approach of Avodah from Magbe Zayin, the Tzura HaLachaymer, that when you take something which is chaymer, which is core, physical, and you bring it closer to Hashem. You include that also into a thing that will become close to Hashem. In other words, that this physical thing should begin to see itself, or that we should begin to see it as something of a higher quality because it's become closer to Hashem. As von chaymer macht men zure, that we take something which is physical and we turn it into a spiritual thing because we brought it closer to Hashem. From kamus macht men echos, we take something that is measured by the number or the weight or the size and so on, and we give it a quality category. We focus it on quality. It's through this we bring a greater quality of avodah to our neshama because we've taken quantity and turned it into quality. The avodah from esofa bekamus is in a greater moving is this avodah of adding more, bringing more kamus into the picture. In a bigger idea is the saskus to makarav zayin vos agresor kamus von eden l'teira mitzvahs. What it means in the big picture is that we have to make sure to be able to bring in more and more yidden, greater numbers of yidden closer to teira mitzvahs. Bizafilu azelchavas bechitzeni osam zen ze ois nishroilim is beach psulim rachman letzlan. Even such people that on the surface it would seem that they don't even belong on the mizbeach, they're not fit to be brought on the mizbeach. What in the context of Kabbanas would be psulim, something which is disqualified from being on the Mizbeach. So even such yidden that seem to be of that category, Oich Zeh is Ermailoif and Mizbeach, even those people he also brings onto the Mizbeach, when in an Oif and Fun, Vim Olulo Yerdu, in a way that once they get onto the Mizbeach, they will never leave, they will never go down again. So even in other words, there's an Aveda of Kamas to bring in the more, never mind the quality of who you're dealing with. You need more yidden to get involved. And durch them is meir eina shneim abem havaya. Through this, Hashem illuminates the eyes of both of them, meaning the person that is bringing the person closer, and of course the person that is being brought closer. As by im vert netais of an gadol, that even by the person doing the bringing someone closer, he is also illuminated by a greater light, which is much greater than anything he could have achieved through his own personal aveda with his own echus, until it transforms his echus. His echus becomes on a much higher level. Bleibt zugebunden. You become connected. Is oila eifem mizbeach, and that you go up, rise up onto the mizbeach. Thus is a veach mevatel zayn metzias. Mizbeach means something that will neutralize your own metzias. Aliyah lemaylum hadbala, which means to be able to go up to a level which is not limited by who you are and what you can accomplish. You go even beyond that. That's what it means, the mizbeach, that it gets rid of your own personal limitations. And kol alayla ada beker, and as the pasuk says, that it lasts all night until the morning. Durchen ganzen ha'elim ba'golus. Kol alayla means through the whole concealment of the golus. Is the beker for a geula, and you'll be there until the light of the geula will come.